MySpace cheating. I had been dating him for almost a year. Things were getting pretty serious and we had talked about moving in together. On a rare evening when I returned to my own apartment after an ironically awesome date night, I opened up the old laptop to find a MySpace. Hey, this was years ago. Message from a girl I'd never met. Long message short, she's been sleeping with my boyfriend under the impression that we had an open relationship. She says that after looking at my MySpace page, she had a feeling that was BS. She attached some of their email exchanges and it was clearly him. I called him to confront him and after some brief denial he started to cry and apologize. I tell him to kindly fuck off, throw the phone, and proceed to the kitchen to demolish a bottle of vodka. Fast forward half an hour or so and he shows up. Doesn't knock, just comes in and finds me in the kitchen. He begs and pleads for forgiveness and I'm not hearing it. You could see the crazy eyes switch on at this point. He reaches behind me and grabs a chef's knife out of the block. Starts saying that he can't live without me, and that whatever happens to him at this point is on me if I refuse to take him back. I manage to stand my ground and he leaves, with my roommate's knife. She's still pissed. I call the police and while they're taking the report I get a suicide note via text message. I show it to the cop and they go on their way. About an hour later, we're talking 2 a.m. at this point. The cop comes back and says, "We found him."
I don't know anything about his condition other than he's alive. Son of a bitch had slit his wrists and throat and drove into the bay. He ended up fine. Admitted for a few days to the psych ward. Cue craziness and stalking for a while. He finally disappeared from my life for good in an unrelated incident when he was arrested for attempting to pay for sex with a minor.